Track 3, Christmas and New Year refuse and recycling collection times. There will be some changes to the day your bin is emptied over the Christmas period. The table shows when your bin is due to be emptied, and the information can also be found on the card we deliver to you during the autumn, or by visiting www.fareham.gov.uk/recycling. Garden waste collections are suspended from Saturday the 14th of December 2013 and will resume from Monday the 13th of January 2014. If your normal collection day for refuse or recycling is Wednesday the 25th of December, then the new day for refuse is due on Friday the 27th of December, and also the recycling is due on Friday 27th of December. If your normal day is Thursday the 26th of December for refuse or recycling, the new date will be Friday the 27th of December for refuse and Monday the 30th of December for recycling. If your normal day is Friday the 27th of December, then the new day for refuse is Monday the 30th of December, and also the recycling is on the 30th of December. If your usual day is Monday the 30th of December, the new day for refuse is Tuesday the 31st, and also the recycling is Tuesday the 31st. If your usual day is Tuesday the 31st of December, the refuse will be collected on the 31st of December, but the recycling will be the 2nd of January, a Thursday. If your normal day is Wednesday the 1st of January, then your refuse will be collected on Thursday the 2nd of January, and also the recycling will be collected then. If your normal day is Thursday the 2nd of January, then your refuse will be collected on Friday the 3rd of January, and your recycling will also be collected at the same time. If your normal day is Monday the 6th of January, then your refuse will be collected on the 6th of January, and the recycling will be taken on the 6th of January. If your normal day is Friday the 3rd of January, then your refuse will be taken on the 3rd of January, and your recycling will be taken on the 6th of January. And Tuesday the 7th of January being your normal collection day, there will be no change. Normal refuse and recycling collections will resume on the 7th. And from the 13th of January, garden waste collections resume on recycling collection day. Recycling at Christmas and all year round. After the festivities, cards and paper envelopes can be put in your blue lid recycling bin, along with the tins, the cans and the plastic bottles. Unfortunately, wrapping paper cannot be recycled, as it is often foil or plastic based. And don't forget the cranberry sauce. Empty jars can go in with bottles in the glass recycling banks around the borough. Holly, ivy and other greenery can be recycled in your garden waste sack, and one sack is emptied free from each property. And Christmas tree recycling. We will collect your real Christmas tree for recycling. Just put the tree out with your garden waste when the service resumes, and please do not chop it up. Maximum trunk diameter is 10 centimetres, one tree per property. Love food, hate waste. We create much more waste over Christmas as Santa's productivity reaches maximum output and the Christmas rush gets into full swing. If you find yourself with more food than your family and guests can possibly eat, visit www.lovefoodhatewaste.com for Christmas recipes, useful tips on storing food, and advice on freezing.
Now, people power can save you money. You could save the money on your bills by signing up to Switch Hampshire. The scheme allows you to combine your purchasing power with others and seek a better deal on your gas and electricity bills. Fareham Borough Council is working with Hampshire County Council and other local authorities across Hampshire to bring this scheme to you. The first switch was run in spring 2013 and over 5,000 people registered. Of those who made a saving, the average amount was £90, with a total of over £22,000 saved across the county. Switch Hampshire will be running another switch this winter, with registrations open between the 10th of December and the 3rd of February 2014. You can register now to be kept informed of all future switch dates. Registration is free and does not commit you to switching energy supplier. Find out more information at www.hants.gov.uk/switch or by calling 01962 846 828, and lines are open Monday to Friday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, your voice is the one that really matters. Your local GPs are working hard to ensure they put patients' views at the centre of everything they do. NHS Fareham and Gosport Clinical Commissioning Group, CCG, is a GP-led organisation responsible for making sure people get the local health services they need. One of their tasks is to use feedback from patients to develop services. All 10 GP practices in the borough have a patient participation group which meets regularly to discuss ideas and views on local health services, said Chairman of the CCG, Dr. Chilvers. Representatives from these groups then meet with the CCG at locality group meetings to make sure that these valuable suggestions and feedback are shared, he explained. Keith Barnard, a lay member of the CCG's governing body, said, "The recent NHS changes may be confusing to some patients, but they mean we now have clinicians at the heart of commissioning, buying, NHS services, who take on patients' views and ideas to shape the way they are delivered. I would encourage people who want to get involved to join their practice participation group, but they are only one way in which the CCG involves local residents. If you would like to join your GP practice patient participation group, please contact your practice manager. To find out more about the CCG, including details of meetings held in public, please visit our website at www.fareham and Gosport CCG, that's all one word, .nhs.uk.